Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, baby.
Want you to give me that booger. A crazy, sexy kind of ooh loving. Want you to give me that ooh loving. It's therapeutic and it's good for me.
It's been a damn hell of a week. It's taken its toll on me. I've been running on empty.
Want you to give me that ooh loving. Want you to give me that.
Need to recharge my batteries and find a way to release all this tension that's been accumulating.
Want you to make love to me, baby, here and now, cause I can't get enough.
Want you to stay in the groove in the pocket and break it all the way down till you're down in sand. Rewind, let the feeling come again.
Hello there, baby, boo. Now you're right on cue to drop your needle in my room. Play me like a vinyl, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
All day, all night. I'm just trying to rock, I wanna roll.
Yeah.
So drop your needle.
We want to welcome everybody to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio. I'm going to have my producer check right now to make sure that you can hear me live on the air. I need my producer to let me know. I'm live on the air. Can you tell? Let me know? Thank you. She's going to let me know. Hook me up. She's running a little slow today. No, I'm just playing. Sorry. Shout out to the Diddy. It is her birthday today. I can't tell you how old she's turning today, but it is her birthday. And I'm, like, super excited for her. Seriously, like, everybody's been real excited for her all day. So shout out to Mr. Diddy. She's one of our radio personalities here on We Talk Radio Network. And, yep, and as well as L-Dot, who's also a radio personality on the network, his birthday's tomorrow. So shout out to them 100%. Mr. Diddy, her birthday is today. L-Dot, his birthday is tomorrow. Oh, his birthday's on the 4th. Thanks. Shout out to my producer who's like, no, his birthday's on the 4th. I have said the 2nd for like forever. So, sorry. I'll make sure on the 4th that I'm available to say happy birthday to him. All right. So, I'm going to bring in our incredible co-host for tonight, the extraordinary, the amazing Fernice. Fern is in the building. What's going on, Queen?
What's up, Queen? How is it going?
How you doing, love? You know, life is lovely. I can't complain one little bit. Yeah, I can't complain one little bit. How you doing?
Everybody across the land is doing well.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
You know, thanks for mentioning that, because we do have listeners worldwide, and thank you for tuning in. Like, I don't care where you are, like, your presence tonight is greatly appreciated. We've got listeners in China, in the UK, all over the United States, South Africa. I mean, I could keep going on and on. I really appreciate it. I truly, truly do.
Yes,
so, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, honey. Well, you know, it's
good.
Monday, and which is a great day.
Mm-hmm.
But how was your Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
How was your Sunday?
My Sunday was very relaxing. You know, it's been this whole, you know, I know a lot of people have seen some things on social media, and we're going to address that. It's like a big elephant in the room right now. I'm going to get to it, I promise. But I have been going through what we would call a transition, you know, and it has been difficult a little bit for me to get through this piece. But God, right? But God, like, for real. I've got an amazing support system of friends and family members that have just really shown me some true love and encouragement and support as I go through this process. The process that I'm actually speaking of is, I'm going through an annulment, and I actually filed the annulment papers today. And there's a first portion that had to be filed first, and then I filed the second portion today. So within just a couple days, because it doesn't take that long for those annulment processes to process, it's not like a divorce where it takes 60 days. This is a lot less time, and so, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I really am, but I just want to ask, are you all right?
I am okay, absolutely. You know, I thought, you know, I was going to ball out of control and lose my mind and all that stuff, you know, but I didn't, you know. I handled everything with grace and care, and, you know, you want things to end amicably and beautifully. Sometimes they just don't end like that, you know. But, you know,
yeah.
I always want to make sure no matter how it ends or how it looked like it was going to end, I always just try and want to go back to the positive and just be as positive as I possibly can about everything, because that's just who I am. I'm a positive person, and I can't let situations or people or things take that away from me. So I always want to remain in that positive light. But every now and then, somebody will come and knock that crown right up off your head. and make you feel like you got to sucker punch them. I heard somebody say to me today, I'm going to call her Jay. She said today, she said it's like they've been inviting people into the ring, because she's going through her own set of situations, but she's like, it's like they've been inviting me into the ring. They've been inviting me into the ring. They've been inviting me into the ring. I step in the ring, and everybody's like, why you do that? Why you step in the ring? We didn't want you to get in the boxing ring. We just wanted to talk noise to you from inside of the ring. And you was supposed to stand out there and take it. I said, wow, that is a great analogy.
Yes, I do understand that. I do understand that, yes.
And so that's kind of where I was. I felt like I was being poked like a bear, and I was tired of it. And so long story short, I'm not, you know, a lot of people here on the network, they do know my fiance. He actually was the one who let the cat out of the bag that we were even dating, like live on the air a couple years ago, because I hadn't even told nobody yet. And he let that cat out of the bag, and I was like, okay, well, all right, it's out, you know? And so other than that, nobody would maybe even know, because I'm so private with my life, you know. We're unfortunately no longer together, although, you know, things are working out for the good of us. And so that's really what's important right now, that things are working out for the good. I don't have anything bad to say, about him, because that's not important. What's really important is that no matter what happens in life, no matter how you get kicked off your path, you know, no matter what happens, whether it's a job or a relationship or school, no matter how you get kicked off that path, you do not have to kick the dirt and be a part of the dirt. You don't have to go low. You can stay high and be positive, and things will work in your favor. You do not have to be negative. Things will work in your favor if you're positive. She knows what I'm talking about, because I got low. I went real low. I got real petty. I had to delete a post. I ain't never had to delete no post. I had to delete my post. Bernice.
I know it. I know you did.
Bernice, have you ever had to post?
But you got through it, right?
Through it.
That's the most.
I got through it. I had people reaching out to me like, okay, that ain't you. That ain't you. Because you couldn't have told me my post wasn't right. And my post was it wasn't showing my ex in a good light. I'll just say that. And people were like, and Bernice, you saw that post.
Yes, I did. And all I could do was say, Lord Jesus. I was just happy I wasn't the one getting that. And you know, I don't judge people by their reactions. A lot of times when there is heartache and pain involved, because it's easy for me to say, you know what, you shouldn't have done that. That's out of your character. But what is my character when I'm in pain? I don't even know my character when I'm in pain. So the best advice would be, hey, just think about what you're doing. Because if you're worried about image, it would hurt your image a little bit. But in reality, everything or anything you do can hurt your image. It can hurt you, period. It can hurt the way people look at you. It can hurt what people think of you. So with that being said, were you wrong? Me, my opinion. It doesn't matter.
Bernice say, post it again. No, I'm just playing. I'm just oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm playing. No, Bernice, like, God, you know, I had a conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I had to post up for a couple days. And then I had somebody reach out to me that is so close to me that I haven't talked to in about 20 years.
Mm,
and me and this young man are
so close. Shout out to Roy Walker. Shout out to Roy from Greater Elijah Baptist Church.
Roy
reached out to me today. No, not today. Saturday. Saturday or Sunday. No, Saturday. It was Saturday. He was like, listen, sis. He reached out to me on Facebook. He said, call me with his phone number. I said, oh, Lord, he done seen the post. Reverend Walker done seen the post.
Now you in trouble.
But, you know, me and Roy, you know, we grew up together starting at the age, I guess 10. I think he's about a year older than me. And we've been through a lot together at a very young age, a lot of life experiences growing up together in the church. And then, of course, as we got into adults, we stayed friends, you know, grew up through church together and then stayed friends as adults and into our teenage years and adult years. And then I guess something happened. I think he got into a relationship or something like that. And, you know how friends just, you know, sometimes other females don't realize that people are just friends. Yeah, I never want to disrespect anybody. And I don't know if that's exactly what happened. It could have been me who got into a relationship and just kind of floated away. No, I moved to Dallas. That's what it was. When I moved to Dallas, I kind of disassociated myself from Fort Worth to a certain degree, and I wasn't around the crowd and wasn't in the scene anymore like I used to be. That's probably what it was. But he reached out to me, and he said, listen, sis, you know, I know we ain't talked in years. I was like, bro, I ain't heard your voice in probably 20. You got out. And he was like, yeah, I know, but that's why I'm calling you. He said, that's why I reached out to you, because when I saw that, for whatever reason, I just didn't see my sister. I didn't see my sister that I know. You know what I'm saying? And I've had several people before that and since then reach out to me about that particular post. But on Sunday morning, when I got up, you know, I was in prayer. You know, I've really been in prayer about things, because I'm going to tell y'all, this has been a doozy. You know, it's like grieving, you know, and grieving, and you can't really say goodbye. That's what it's like. Mm-hmm. And so it's really been hard. I cannot lie. It's really been hard, but I'm making it through. But because of the fact that I've had so many people reach out to me and be so positive and so loving and tell me like it is and how I am, then that ain't me. And I knew it wasn't me when I did the post. I was angry, but I can never let, no, I can never let anybody ever, I got to keep my head on that swivel, and I can never let anybody knock that crown off my head, no matter if I feel like they deserve it or not. That just ain't me. So, you know, no matter what, I just have to always keep my head above water.
True, but as long as you know it's not you, and again, it's not for me to judge.
Right.
It's not for me or anyone else to tell you what you need to do. If it's not Jesus talking to you,
right,
still yet, with all that and all the positive talking, you know, even the positive conversations that you and I had at the beginning and the end of the day, you have to handle your situation the best you can at that time, whether you're angry or not. Because, see, what a lot of people don't understand is that when you go through a breakup, when you're heartbroken, it's like grieving. Like you just lost someone out of your life that you've been having in your life all your life. And now you have to say goodbye. And you can't say goodbye. You can. You just have to give yourself time to find a way to do so. It will come. You may not see it now, but it will come. Everyone goes through stages of healing. Some go through healing faster than others. Some feel like they don't have to heal. But in reality, you do.
Right.
When you spend time with a person longer than 6 months to a year, there is an attachment. And it's an attachment that you didn't have in your life. So when you lose it, you miss it. You miss things about that attachment. So there is a grieving process. Take it better than others. Some can't handle it at all. But with prayer and loving you. That's what we fall short at. We got to love
right.
us first. I can't love you if I don't love myself.
Mm.
It's not possible. So now it's time for you to fall back in love with you. I know you love yourself, but understand,
yeah.
listen to the camera. It's time for you to fall back in love with you.
Mm.
I know you already love Jesus. I know you're in love with Jesus. That's not what I'm saying. I don't have to say that, which most people will put that first. It's not that I'm trying to keep Jesus out of anything. I already know you there. I don't have to tell you that. But sometimes we need to be reminded that we need to fall in love with who we are. When you're hurt and you're broken and you have to heal, guess what? You're not going to be the same person that you was before then. So now you have to heal. And you have to get to know the person that you are now after the heartache and pain, after you feel like you've been torn down, beat, and drove through the concrete, not the mud, but the concrete. You have to learn who that person is and fall in love with that person. Because she's different, whether it's a little or whether it's a lot, she's different.
Hmm.
What you got to do.
I agree. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. The other thing I found out throughout this process is that I am not the only one struggling with something similar to what I've experienced. There are a number of women and potentially men, but only women have shared their story with me. You know, as I began to share, you know, because I wasn't really sharing in the beginning. I was very quiet. I'm always very quiet. I don't talk about my issues or my problems. I always feel like I can handle them, you know, on my own. I go to God in prayer, blah, blah, blah. But once I really realized it was that the relationship was over, I felt like, okay, I can actually talk about it now. And so I began kind of talking about it amongst people, to my friends and my core people. And and some people in my core have let me know that they have either in their lifetime or they are currently experiencing something similar. And it just broke my heart. You know, some of these people are the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life. And to know that, you know, they could be experiencing something like that is just, it's heartbreaking, you know. I don't really want to go into the specifics of what it was, but just so people can have a context, right, of things, you know, some of the things that I kind of experienced in the relationship, and it didn't happen in the beginning, but, you know, some of the things were manipulation. There was some using of some financial using, you know, to a certain degree. You know, again, not trying to throw anybody under the bus. This is my doggone radio network. But at the same time, I still want to be respectful to myself. You know, and not be, you know, throwing, you know, just putting stuff out there like that. But I do want to be honest with my listeners. I want to be honest with you. You know, you're wanting to know what's going on with me. Why is she crying? Well, you know, your girl Kia D was in a relationship that didn't quite work out the way I wanted. I got married 3 months ago, and about two months and some change into that, something like that, realized that I had definitely made a mistake, right? You know, good people. You know, good person, just unfortunately wasn't able to see this relationship all the way through as he needed to. And then in the end found out that he actually was seeing, you know, some other women, and which is, you know, I had already cut it off. And then I found that part out. Thank God I found that part out later, because I guarantee you I might have lost it had I found that out first. For real.
Okay.
But I didn't. Seriously, I mean, girl, you know, you put your all into something. I put my all. When I say my all, I put everything into this relationship. Of course, you know, I got my girls. I'm putting everything into them. I'm putting everything into this relationship because I want it to work, and I feel like, you know, this person is doing the same to his ability, right? And then it, what, you know, and he's doing it, right? He's giving that to me. He's matching me and my energy. I love it. This is great. And then it just started to dwindle at a certain time. And after we got engaged, it just really kind of started to dwindle a little bit. I couldn't quite figure out what it was, but I was like, we're going to get back to that. And then I saw some signs that things just might not change. It might just stay the same, you know, and it might not be in my favor to stay in this relationship. So I called off the wedding 3 times. That last time he took the measures, it seemed, to make some changes, such as get another job, making some more finances so that he could contribute. At least the minimal contribution at this point is all I was looking for. The minimum is all I needed at that point, right? So I'm willing to compromise. I'm always there, willing to compromise, and that's another issue I'm working through. That compromise sometimes ain't no compromise, you know. But I got to find that line in the middle, right? I'm working through that. You know, I'm going through my own steps and processes myself to work through those stages so that I can be better for my next, you know, situation and relationship and all that, because I haven't given up on love, you know, definitely out there for me. And so if I can love this way, I guarantee you there's another man out there who can do the same. It got very heavy. All of those things that came together got very heavy and too much for me to bear on my own. And I began to pray and ask God what to do. And he told me exactly what I needed to do. And then after doing that is when it was revealed that after cutting off the relationship is when it was revealed actually that he was actually seeing some other people, whether you were entertaining conversations via text message or not, whether you met up with him or not, it doesn't matter. I didn't entertain any conversations at all, none, zero, period, zilch, nada, respectfully, because we just got married 3 years ago. I didn't entertain relationships when we were dating, in the beginning of our dating. I was single for 5 years when I met him. I was dating like a mug. I was dating who I wanted to date when I first met him. And then he was like, hey, let's become, you know, let's be exclusive. I'm like, cool. So I called up the other guys I was dating and was like, we can't date no more. I'm dating one person now. I think I'm going to stick with this. They all were very respectful, nice people. And nobody gave me a hard time. I thought you said we was going to be together. Nah, nobody did that. Everybody was respectful. And I went on with this great relationship that I thought was a good relationship, being respectful the entire time, even after the fact, even after I found out what I found out. I was still respectful because I felt like I needed to be respectful to my own body, my own soul. I didn't want to bring nobody else up in here. That don't even make sense. So the fact that he allowed it to happen before we got married and then during the marriage is absolutely insane. So there's no way in the world I can go back. But it was definitely, it cut deep. And so I had to go, I'm going through this process. And at the end of this process, there's going to be so many incredible things for me. I don't wish any bad on anybody. As a matter of fact, I wish the best for everybody. I pray that he finds exactly what he's out there looking for because, you know, once you leave, you know, you usually believe the grass is greener on the other side. And if he believes that, I won't be here for him to come back and let me know if it was greener on the other side. But if he believes it, baby, go for that other green grass. You see what I mean? I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best.
You'll be fine, Queen.
So, I mean,
you'll be fine.
I'm going to be just fine. I really, really am. But I kind of wanted to share a little bit of that. Like I said, I ain't trying to throw nobody under the bus. I don't really go deep into stuff, but I wanted to just share a little bit so people can kind of measure kind of what I'm talking about, right? You know, I went through some things, but, man, when I tell you the glow up and the come up and the things that I'm going to that have been revealed to me throughout this whole process have just absolutely been amazing. And I'm the things that I've learned about me and how I operate and what I need and what I don't want and all of that have been revealed to me throughout this entire process, the things that I won't take, the things that I will take, all of that, you know. But it's a process sometimes. It's a journey to get there.
Yes,
you
got
to go through it. You got to go through it to get to where you're trying to get.
Been
you
strong.
Have got to go through it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Only the strong
I'm sure for
survive.
Me. I'm
only
I'm
the
positive.
Strong survive.
Only the strong. And I know that, again, we make mistakes in life. Like I said, I don't fault that young man at all. We make mistakes in life, right? But just like me, I posted something online negatively in his favor, bad on my part. How do you change that? How do you move forward making it better? And that's where I'm at right now. How am I moving forward and making things better for me? What am I doing to pursue a better life and be different, that make things different than what they were before? Mindset got to change. Everything got to change. Sometimes your friends got to change. And I know I'm not the only one going through these things. And so I just want to encourage somebody out there who literally might be in the middle of this turmoil, you know, trying to figure out, am I doing the right thing? Am I staying in this tumultuous, treacherous relationship? And do I need to be here? You know, listen, I can't tell nobody to leave or stay in a marriage at all. But I can say God does not want you to not have peace. That is what I can say. God don't want that for you. He does not want you to have confusion. He does not want you to have turmoil. He wants you to have full peace in your life, period. Mm-hmm. There will be times when things are tumultuous. They ain't supposed to stay that way. They ain't supposed to stay that
true
way.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Not at all. And we know so many women, Fernice. We're connected to so many women. And
mm-hmm.
just like me, you are somebody who is an encourager of women, who has seen and been through a lot in her lifetime, who has been able to encourage women and men to move forward in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I want to ask you if you have any encouraging words to say, because, listen, I know we got women that are listening right now. We probably got some men, too, that are listening right now. Some may be in the United States. Some may not be in the United States. But the one thing I know about this situation that I just went through, this is the type
mm-hmm.
of shit that'll make a kill themselves or hurt
yes.
somebody else.
Yes, that
like,
is
for real.
True.
And
yes.
I want to make sure people are encouraged not to kill themselves or hurt somebody else, because it ain't worth it.
No, it's not. You know, the hardest thing to do is to walk away from a fight. Easy to entice and add fuel to a fire to keep it going, because you want to be the one heard over everything else. And sometimes it's not worth it. But a word of encouragement to everyone. I don't know how to express this deep enough. Whether you believe that God is real and that Jesus saved us, died for our sins, whether you believe in the universe, whatever you believe in, you have to believe that there is a higher power than what you are. You have to believe in that wholeheartedly. And the next thing you have to do, as I stated earlier, you have to love you. You can't love. It's not possible. Whether it's your mama, your brother,
oh.
your daddy, your sister, your children, I don't care who it is, what status they have in your life. If you do not love yourself and care enough about you first, you're not going to be able to do it to others. You can say it, but in reality, you don't. You can't respect anyone else if you don't respect yourself enough. You should never, ever, ever love anyone more than you love yourself. That includes your kids. There, you can't go to heaven nor hell for your kids, for your parents, for your siblings, no one else. You can't. You have to live for you. When you have all that pain and all that anger, this is how I made it. And if I told my story, everybody across the land would just cry. But tell you how I made it. all of the anger, frustration, self-pity, where we get stuck at. I used it as my stepping stool. When I started feeling sorry for myself, when I started to feel angry because of what someone did to me and what I allowed, because no one can do any more to you than what you allow them. I used that and put it into something positive in my life. See, if you take all that negativity and you turn it around and you still giving God the praise in the midst of it all, when that dark cloud is over your head and you're trying to see light and you can't see anything, you have to hold on to that hope. You have to believe that this storm is going to be over in a minute. You have to endure for a night. That's it. You weep. That's weep it. And endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Now,
in the morning.
It may not be the very next day when you go to bed and get up. Understand that joy cometh in the morning. It does. Just not when you want it to. Because in that time that you're waiting and you're staying faithful to your walk, you keep pushing forward in your walk, in your season. You have to understand everything in our lives happens in seasons. For whatever reason it happens, to always, which I always found the good in all the worst things that's happened to me. And I was able, thank you, God, I was able to find joy and laughter in the midst of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I fell in love with myself.
Mm.
When you fall in love with yourself, it's a different kind of love. You see life differently. But when you're just trying to love other people, you can't see anything because you're not taking care of you and loving you. God loves us and is free. Jesus done already paid the price. It's free. All we have to do is love him back. That's it. Believe in him. Trust in him. But we as people, we kill one another. We beat one another up. We compete against one another for love that should be free. God has that agape love for us. What kind of love can we actually say that we have for one another here? What kind of love say that you have for yourself? Because, see, when people say, I love myself, but you out there in the street doing all this crazy stuff, you speeding, racing up and down the road, you out with your guns, robbing people, robbing stores, you doing things you should not be doing. When you're doing those things, you don't love you. I love my mama. No, you don't. Well, why did you kill that lady? And now your mama everybody's looking at your mom now, telling your mom that she gave birth to a murderer. Now your family have to endure what you did. That's not love.
Right.
I'm just giving examples. Keep it real. Love 100. Yourself. You got to love yourself. And if you need to talk to somebody, go to counseling if you don't want to talk to anybody you know. All that, I'm not putting nobody in my business stuff. Come on now, you be the main person that commits suicide because you feel like nobody would listen, but you didn't take that step forward to have somebody to listen. Because the people you want to listen to you won't. You feel like that there's nobody else there for you. But it is. It is a lot of help out there. Mm-hmm. There are crisis lines. If you can't call your pastor or a minister or a pastor or someone in your church, you know, you should be able to call somebody, even if
your neighbor across the street that don't know you but see you and speak to you. It's somebody that will listen and not judge you. That's why we don't talk to family a lot, because family
right.
always judge.
Right.
But know
right.
this, they judged Jesus too.
Right.
They prosecuted him for loving us. People say, you know, people that know me, let me say it like that, people who know my story, they say, Pernice, you're one of the sweetest people you could ever meet. I don't understand why you're going through. I've gone through all my life, so why should I think it would be different in today's time? Why should I think that I am so much better than the next person not to go through so that God can use me for his glory? Because it's not mine.
Right, right.
So
right.
love you. I keep going back to that. Love yourself. Fall in love with yourself. Get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, you are so beautiful. When you look in the mirror, men say, ooh, you know you handsome. Because, see, what you look like on the outside is one thing. It's what's on the inside that matters. And no matter
right.
what you look like on the outside, your inside going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So you love from the inside out. That is what makes you beautiful. That is what gives you strength. Speak positive affirmations over yourself. When you come to something, you say, oh, I can't do that. You be like, no, let me figure this out. I can do this.
Right, right.
However you need to figure it out, you can do it. You will make it. I am prosperous. I am rich. I will be successful.
Mm.
If God is for you, who can be against you? Come on now. I'm just saying, you want to start your own business. Do it. All those people who's telling you you can't, let them talk. You don't have to prove nothing to them. The only person you got to prove anything to is God and yourself. That's
right.
it. Them the only two people that matter. The rest of everybody, they want you to fail. And if you succeed, they're going to be the main ones with their hand out.
Right.
So walk season. Okay, I'm going to drop the mic. I'm done. I don't want to preach, but...
Listen. Oh, you had so many incredible points throughout that entire piece. Every one of them was on point, 100%. One of the things that you said that was super duper important is speaking those positive affirmations. And a lot of times we speak so negatively, it's just like right there at the tip of our tongue. We're so used to saying negative things. Oh, I ain't going to get it because my credit bad. Oh, I ain't going to get it because I ain't never got it. Oh, they don't never call me. Oh, I don't never win nothing. Oh, I ain't never getting no raise. Oh, I ain't never. Well, if you keep saying you ain't going to never.
You speak it into your season. You cannot.
If you believe you ain't going to never.
Season. Why should anybody else believe?
That's right. That's right. Why should anybody
saying.
Else believe?
Look, I'm just saying, everybody. I'm just saying.
And you just saying
believe
right. And
you.
Why should you get it if you keep saying it's not going to come? Why do you think you're going to receive it? You already said
look.
You're not getting it. You have to speak those things that you want to see into your life. And that was the reason why I took that post down, Fernice. I took that post down because I said I refuse to let anybody, no matter what it is, no matter what they've done, no matter how bad I may be hurting, I refuse to let anybody put me there at all. It can't happen. Gotta be who I am no matter what. And I just want to be good. I just want to be nice. I just want to be happy. But can I tell you something that is also extremely important? Out of all the reels that I've posted, and I posted reels, positive stuff, me and radio, all kind of stuff, I posted stuff. This negative
post that I posted got quadruple the number of numbers that I have on those other posts. I said, you got to be kidding me.
You know what?
You got to be kidding me. Y'all, people just look for your demise.
You do understand that, right?
People don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to prosper. They don't want you to, real talk, they would rather you fail. And it showed me that. I got a lot of people watching me who would rather see me fail than to see me grow.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all love that post. You loved it. Because it was my demise. And that's the kind of people, not just necessarily on my Facebook, that's just how people are in general.
Definitely.
I don't fault them. They just being themselves.
Yeah.
But I will say, a majority of those people, not a majority, a lot of those people that saw that post, not only did I receive Facebook messages, but I received text messages, I received phone calls, I got a whole bunch of stuff, smoke signals. Even you told me several people was like, hey, what's going on with my girl?
Yeah, they're calling me. I was like, say, look, I am not the one for you to talk to. Call the horse, talk to yourself.
Yes,
I send them your way.
Yes, they can call me. You know, I don't mind. I'm not here to do no gossip session. But, you know, I am, you know, if someone wants to know, I don't have a problem sharing. But I'm not. And honestly, I don't even want to talk about it no more. So if anybody called me, I ain't going to be really doing no sharing, just to be honest with you. But because I'm trying to free myself. You, in order to free yourself, you got to talk about it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Yes, you do.
Right? Let it go. So the other thing I wanted to mention that was really important that you talked about was family. You know, boy, you know you love your family. Boy, you just love your family. But family sometimes won't give you the advice that you really need for your life. They'll give you the advice that they think you need, or they'll give you the advice that they need for their life where they are right now and from the level of that they can see. And so that's why it's not always good to always go to family with things. You have to seek professionals who've been able to deal, who've seen these types of things before, who've worked with other individuals who have had the opportunity to come through stuff like this. You know, a lot of times we just go to family or even a local pastor. Nothing wrong with going to your local minister, your local pastor. Before this call, I had a pastor. They was praying over me for 45 minutes before this show today.
There's nothing wrong with
Shout
that.
Shout out to Roy for hooking that up for me. He was like, uh-oh, I got something for you. You need prayer. I do. I hook it up, Roy. Hook it up. Thank you. I need people like that in my life. Fernice, who calls and checks on me to make sure specifically we going live tonight, right? You ain't going, uh-uh. We're doing this tonight because I have been pushing off the show, and I hate, you know, this is my baby, but I've been such in a, I don't want to, I'm not going to use the word depressed, but I've been in a downward mood, and I couldn't give the best of myself on a show. I just couldn't. As much as I tried for the past almost year, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I was so focused on everything else, trying to piece my meal, my life together and keep it right. It was too much. But I'm back.
Walking your season.
Boom, boom. Yeah, yeah. So I'm super excited for what God is doing. And I thank God for the release of negativity and for the downpour of positive into my life, the rain of positive that's coming to my life. You see, I just spoke those positive affirmations. I threw the negative out and brought the positive in. You gotta do that actively, like a lot. You gotta constantly do that in order to connect. And you gotta keep that smile on your face too. That's another thing I'll encourage people to do. You gotta keep that smile on your face. Whatever you do. Right?
My boy,
you continue to
work. I'm sorry, Queen. I was saying those guys used to sing that song Smile. You know, the first sentence the guy said was, every time I see you, you're wearing the same old frown. He said, lift up your pretty head and show the world that you're not down. So
So lift up your head. You, when you walking, when you standing, you looking down at the ground, you don't know what's coming towards you. Look up. Your head up high. There's nothing down there on that ground but dirt. You know, if it's something you need to pick it up, pick it up, but get your head back up high. Keep your head high above that water so you can see where you're going. If you dog paddling, you paddle on, but you keep your head above that water, okay?
Queen, I love it. I absolutely love it. You are such an encouragement and a light. Continue to be a blessing. We're going to continue to shine on this network. We have been into places we never thought we would get into. We've seen people and met people we never thought we would meet. And we gotta thank God for allowing us to have these doors that have just been open to us. We've been a part of events and on stages and all kinds of amazing things. And the support of the community and the world from our We Talk Radio listeners and fans around the globe is absolutely enormous. And every single day of the week, y'all tune in, and we love the fact that you keep coming back and you keep supporting us. We've got so many shows. We've actually got a couple shows on the network. We're bringing in several more shows. I am super excited because this new season of shows is going to be excellent, just like the ones we have right now. So check us out, all of our incredible shows. Check us out. You're going to absolutely love them. Bernice,
yes.
You know, I would love, I know for absolute fact that a lot of people don't know your story. Do you mind sharing your story?
Which part, Queen?
You know, well, specifically the part about, you know, I know you talked about going through some things and having to go through some things when you were younger. I don't know if you want to share everything, but if you would, some of the battles and struggles that you faced when you were younger, because I know that a lot of people are tuning in and they're also dealing with some of these same issues that you've had to face and I had to face as a young child, having to battle those things. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about that piece is because, you know, a lot of times we just don't know who's listening. And we don't know what they need and where they are and what child they might be raising that they need to pay a little bit more attention to because of some things, some signs they need. So I just wanted to take that opportunity since we were deep on this end. I figured we'd talk about that a little bit too, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all, Queen. It's, you know, it's a testimony that comes out of my mouth, but it's not for me to be glorified. It's for God to be glorified. Just to touch on some pointers of some of the things I've been through, like molestation, sexual assault, abuse, family abuse, marital abuse, a cancer survivor, a mother of four, who is still standing tall through the grace of God with a smile on her face all the time. You know, it doesn't matter what you go through. Some storms are a lot worse than others. There are people out there who've been molested. Maybe they know the people, maybe they don't. People have been raped by people they know, people they don't know. People have had terrible abuse marriages, and I mean that mentally, physically, and emotionally. You can name things that 10 times out of 9 I've probably been through. Had a stalker. You know, that was very scary. But through it all, I never lost sight of who I was. I didn't do that on my own because I had a praying grandmother, her in 2004. You know, after I lost her, I had to find myself again because I had to get to know the person that I was without her. I was different. I lost something, you know. So
I had a praying grandmother who knew I didn't know how to pray for myself. And God, being the kind of God that he is, he took hold of my life. I didn't have control of my life. He did. I could have turned out to be a serial killer, a child molester. I could have been bipolar, schizophrenic. I could have been mute. I could have been suicidal and maybe succeeded by now. Everyone in my past that hurt me or neglected me or whatever it was that they did to me, being able to forgive them wholeheartedly. And that includes the man that molested me for years. I was able to wholeheartedly forgive him. It didn't have nothing to do with any of them. It had everything to do with me and the person that I wanted to be. See, when you hold on to things and you allow things from your past to control your present, you don't have a future because you're too busy letting the past keep you down right now. So therefore, you can't see past your past. And I am the kind of person, I don't have time, nor do I need anyone to have any power over me. That's not doing anything for me. If you're not waking me up every morning and blessing me to have activity with all of my limbs and able to think for myself and breathe, you're not, whatever your status is, you thought, it doesn't matter. I walk forward towards the light, even when the light is dim. And I had to learn that at a very, from the age of 3. I had to learn that then. So the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I look, and the way I feel, it has nothing to do with anyone except for me. I'm not a victim. Anybody call me a victim, I hurt their feelings. If it hurts your feelings, put them in your pocket. But you needed to hear it just like that. Don't ever mistake a victim. I am a survivor. I'm a survivor of many things. So I always say I am a survivor of life. And I am still surviving with a smile on my face.
Amen.
So anybody out there listening, I know you're saying, oh, it's easy for her to say that. It's easy for that to come out of her mouth. She don't know me. She don't know what I'm going through. You know what, baby? I don't know you. You know more about me than what I know about you, but guess what? Pain is pain. Surviving is surviving, end of the day. Love you at all times. Love yourself through your pain. Quit waiting for anyone to come and rescue you. Rescue yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pat your own self on the back. Give your own self credit. And quit waiting for people to give it to you, because you're going to be waiting a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in yourself. Know and believe that you deserve better. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be heard. You deserve to be listened to, because no one can hear you if they're not listening. So that's a little bit of my story wrapped up real quick in a little tight bow with that nutshell.
I love it. Very well said.
How I've made it over and why I am so happy all the time.
Always.
I'm a little bit
very
goofy.
Joyous.
I'm a little goofy. Little boy Piquito. Little goofy.
One of the things that I love most about Bernice is how incredibly joyful she is all the time. And, you know, that was another one of the reasons why I wanted you to kind of pinpoint a little bit of your story. I appreciate you for sharing, because I know a lot of people were probably like, oh, she sounds so happy. She probably ain't never had no problems. She ain't never seen nothing happen to her in her life. So I just kind of wanted you to share a little bit so that, you know, not so people can judge, right, and have a judgment of you, but so people can be able to say, hey, listen, this young lady may know a little bit about what she's talking about. I think I might want to be able to take some advice from somebody who's kind of seen some storms and rains. So, and the one thing that I'll also say is, you know, one of the things that has helped me through my healing process is to not be angry about, you know, the people that may have hurt me, whether they did it intentionally or not, but to let that go, you know, and to love anyway, to love anyhow, and to continue to love anyhow the way that God really wants me to love. But I also now have to say a different kind of prayer, which is, God, protect my heart. You know, because I don't want to love the people and bring the wrong people into my stable that may potentially be harmful for me in my future. So,
and with asking him to protect your heart, Queen, ask him to guide you. Ask him to guide you in the way that he will have you to go, not the way you want to go, because that's what we do. We do what we want to do. But when you ask God to guide you in the way that he wants you to go, that protecting of your heart comes natural with that.
Facts, Queen.
You love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Your neighbor is everybody. Mm-hmm. There's no color. There's no religion. There's nothing in between that but what he said. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. So, again, when you love thyself wholeheartedly, it's easy to love your neighbor.
Amen. And that's one thing that I will say. I got to say that. When I tell you, I still, even through everything, the cheating and the negative things that he may have said to me, the things that may have hurt my feelings, even through all of that, when I tell you I still love that man with a capital L, I love him, but I love myself even more.
That's hard.
It's so important. You can love people all day long, but you got to love yourself. You got to respect yourself even more. So, that's called loving your neighbor and loving yourself too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I heard, I fly quite often, and one of the things that they say when you fly, the flight attendants, are they stewardess, flight attendants? I don't want to disrespect nobody. They like to be called something else.
Well, I don't know. I call them, use both of the words. Look, I use both of them. So well for you.
Both of them. Well, the flight attendants, whenever they're giving instructions, you know, how to use the mask, they always say, when the mask drops down, get the air first, and then you give it to the child. You see what I'm saying, right? And so it's important for me to get and then give it to my neighbor or the child. Or I got to give it to me first so I can give the best that I possibly can to the next person next to me. Because there ain't no way in the world, if I'm giving it out to everybody else, that I'm getting anything at the end of the day.
Yes, indeed.
So can't get the best or anything else if you're handing it all, the best of you, out to everyone. Give yourself the best. Whether that's buying yourself the best, whatever it is, buying yourself the best meal, the best shoes, the best, buying you a new bed to sleep in better at night.
Yes.
Buying you some new pillows. Buying better water.
Do something.
Stop drinking out of the faucet and buy a bottle of water. Whatever it is. Yes. Getting you a new computer. Getting you a new phone. Whatever it is, do it for you. Whatever it is. Some new socks. Some new underwear.
Girl, listen to me. Girl, I was putting my socks on, girl. I threw that off in that girl. I was putting on my socks.
You know how long, you know, a lot of people go a long time without changing, not a daily basis, but, you know, they'll wear their underwear for a long, long, long time. They're going to throw them old underwear out, get you a whole new set. Go on down to Mickey's Secret or even Ralph or even Wally World. Get you some new
underwear.
Look,
you lost 30 pounds and you still wearing them underwear. Come on now. You're not, go get some more. Go put the bloomers up. You know,
ooh,
wear them with the doctor, but put the bloomers up. Come on. Don't
wait,
get sexy over
wait.
Here. Come on.
Or you done gained 30 pounds and you still wearing them little bitty underwear. Now, listen, come on, put them underwear up. And let's go ahead and get with the real,
they're,
okay? We can get them granny
panties. They're
okay.
Thongs at that point. Queen, they become thongs at that point. Queen, say queen, say. Let me tell you, queen. At one point in time, I don't know if you remember this, queen, but at one point in time, it might have been like a year after I moved out here, queen, I was like 220, 230. Queen, I was thicker than thick,
yeah.
thick. Every time I turned
thicker
around, girl, it was my birthday, girl. So I went in my underwear drawer and I put these underwear on. And I was like, oh, okay, they still fit. They, you know, on my hip, you know, hip now, okay. Girl, I took one step and they became thongs. I said, mm-mm. Mm-mm. I threw them away, and then I went all over again. I said, nope, I will not ever get this size again. And,
oh my God.
at that time, I was in a bad marriage.
Right.
And I truly believe when it's stated that people that you're trying to hold on to can become a hindrance to you, and it causes you to have health problems. It causes other problems in your life. And when you release that hindrance, when you just let, my girl
right.
said, let it go. You know, I'm just saying, that's what she was saying, let it go. You know, I wish that song would have came out back then. And, you know, Elsa, you know, she really sung that song, you know. But when I let it go, girl, I let it go, and the weight left, and, you know, I've been slim, thick, fine ever since. You know, I'm just saying, you know, haven't seen 200 since then. You know, I'm just saying.
Nice.
But you know, in our reality with BS aside, you know, when you have something or someone in your life that is a hindrance to you or you're stressed, let me say it like that, it's causing excessive stress in your life. That stress causes other issues. It causes heart problems. It causes all kinds of issues. It can cause your organs to just shut down.
Right.
I mean, you can be sitting there talking, and you're so stressed out, your heart just stops.
Mm.
You have an aneurysm. So, you know,
mm.
I don't know. That just came. I don't know where that came from. Somebody's listening. Whoever is listening, somebody needed to hear that, because that
mm.
hadn't even crossed my mind. But somebody needed to hear that. So whoever it is out there, whoever you may be, you got to find a common ground with this stress level, because you on the verge of stroke, heart attack. You having high blood pressure problems. You ain't never had these problems before, but it's something you doing, something going on in your life. Whatever it is, you need to let it go. It's not worth it. Again, love yourself more. Love you. Talk to somebody. Quit holding that in. Quit. It's okay to be seen as not perfect. Whoever
right.
this is, God, whoever this is, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. When you do your best, that is what matters. When you are who you are, that is what matters. Nobody is worth that. You have one life. That's it. There's no more after you. It's not another you. If you got kids, they may look like you, but they're not you. It's only one
right.
of you. And It's somebody else in your life that needs you. So whatever this is that's stressing you, making you have these medical problems, you got to let it go. Your work is not done, and you need to be able to do your work. So you're going to have to let God. I don't know who it is, but somebody, whoever's listening, whoever you are, you got to let go. I don't know. I don't know who, but you stuck. You're stuck, and you got to get out of that rut. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
And you know what's super crazy is, you know, I 100% believe that. You know, one of the things that I couldn't quite explain last year, my body was just, I couldn't quite explain it. I was going through so many things that I knew there was a shutdown process happening. So that is, when I say 100% real, for Anisha, it's 100% real. And so, again, I don't know who is listening. I thank God I was able to pull myself through so that, because the moment that I did, it was like a feeling of a deep release, and I began to feel like myself again. But that was so much. You can have so many heavy burdens weighing you down that you don't realize that it's literally weighing down your physical body.
Yes,
because your mind is a part of your physical body. Body, right? You know what I mean? But we don't think about it like that, you know, because it's just on our mind. But your mind is a part of a physical body. So
yes, it is.
Thank you for saying that, because there is somebody listening, I'm sure, heavy burdened with things that have been weighing them down, and they just don't realize it's causing the body to break down as well. And
it'll kill you.
Taking care of yourself is a part of the process. Taking care of your mind, taking care of your thought process, taking care of the things and the people that you bring around you, the foods that you put inside of your body, all of those things are part of that process.
Yeah, girl, you mentioned food, not to change the subject. Girl, let me tell you where I went yesterday, as the old folks say. Yesterday, you know, for the young people listening, that means yesterday. But I'm going to talk like the old people in the country, okay? Girl, yesterday, girl, I went to Nana's Kitchen. Girl.
I love Nana's on John T. White.
Yes, girl. Girl, let me tell you about these mother's pork chops over a bed of rice. It's on big. I couldn't even eat all of it. Like, girl, oh my, girl. Let me tell you what I love about my experience there at Nana's yesterday. It made me feel like I was back at home at a gathering, at like a family reunion. Everybody in there, workers, people sitting in there eating. They were all so sweet, so kind, so friendly, talking. You know, I cannot name a restaurant out here in Texas or anywhere really that I've been to that had food and I didn't see a fly. No, listen, hold on.
That's Nana's Kitchen. You ain't gonna see no flies.
Well, that's not where I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is when you have food and you open doors, flies come in. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In Nana's Kitchen, you ain't gonna see no flies. They do their thing over there.
Baby, let me tell you. They do it up.
They do it up. Nana is like so sweet. She come out and she sits and she talks to you. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
She'd be like, that's how that Kool-Aid tastes, girl. That Kool-Aid, girl.
Oh, that Kool-Aid. Oh, that Kool-Aid, though. Oh, that Kool-Aid.
Girl, did you hear me smack my lip? Ooh, the Kool-Aid.
Listen. I went to Nana's kitchen about 2 years ago. It was during the pandemic. And it was a time when I, of course, me and my positivity, I decided I was going to go like once a week and interview Black-owned restaurants and businesses like I used to do back in the day. And I started out in Fort Worth, in Arlington, Grand Prairie. I did a couple restaurants out there, and then I went to Nana's kitchen, and I interviewed Nana and had so much fun, took pictures. It was so much fun. They were so amazing. Girl got to eat, got some plates, got some of that cobbler, got some of that Kool-Aid.
Oh, girl, you about that cobbler. She didn't make it Sunday. She's supposed to make it this Sunday. That is what I want, girl. Some good
I'm
going to
meet you over
cobbler.
There.
Ooh,
I'm going to meet you over there.
Who else coming? Y'all coming to Nana Sunday?
We coming to
Nana
Sunday.
It's going to be a party?
It's going to be a party for real. As soon as I get out of church, I'm coming to Nana's. I'm driving all the way from, it's going to be an hour. I don't even care.
I'm driving all the way
from the other side of Dallas just to get there.
Look, I'm going to be sitting at the table already ready with my fork.
I don't even care. I'm coming to Nana's. And I think I might tell CT to meet us over there, because you know they're not too far away from Nana's. Yeah, so I might tell CP and them to come on through, slide on through.
Yeah, let's make it a party.
Yep, I sure will do that. I'm excited. I'm excited because you know I'm a foodie. I love to eat. Matter of fact, tell Nana we coming for sure. We'll pick a time. You just let me know what time on Sunday you want to meet over there. Because I want to get up there before the
crowd. Look, she opens up at noon. She opens at noon.
So I'll tell you this.
So
let's meet at 1 o'clock.
Bam.
What time do you get out of church, though?
I'll be out of church by then. Church always out now early. We start at 10:45.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
We start at 9.
Perfect.
So as soon as I get through, I'll head that way, and I'll be there at 1 o'clock.
Baby, at 1 o'clock it is. Okay. I'm gonna call her tomorrow and let her know.
I'm coming for show. This Sunday, Nana's Kitchen. What is the address? Hold on. I'm going to look up the address right now.
It's 7348. Hold on. Let me make sure.
I know it's on John T.
No,
White Road.
No, it's 7403 John T. White Road, 120.
Repeat that address one more time, the street numbers.
The street numbers is 7403.
John T. White Road. Perfect.
Yes.
Everybody, meet us on John T. White this Sunday. 1 o'clock. We going to eat at Nana's. It's called Nana's Kitchen. It's a nice little ducked off spot. You ain't gonna miss it right there off John T. White. I used to work right down the street. It's a counseling center right down the street from the age of 18 to about 22. I worked at that counseling center. It's called MCCP Counseling. So if you're in the Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth area and you're looking for a great counseling center, there's one in Dallas, Positive Influences. It's owned by Stacia Alexander, Dr. Stacia Alexander. She's amazing. She's got a lot of great counselors in there. She's got a center in Dallas. So if you're in Dallas, call Positive Influences Counseling Center in Dallas. If you're in Fort Worth, you can call Positive Influences, or you can call MCCP, Metropolitan Center for Counseling, and Metropolitan Center for Counseling and Support or something like that. Yeah, but it's MCCP, I think. It's on John T. White. It's in the 5,000 block, but I worked there for many, many years, and Dr. Carol Darwin was the head doctor there at the time, and I don't know who the head doctor is now, but I think she's probably still the owner of the company. But if you're looking for counseling, in that, and you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, these are some great places to go. I also worked for Dr. Stacia Alexander for many, many years, and she's an incredible doctor. So, and I know plenty of other doctors, plenty. Dr. Brent Wolfskill, he's in Arlington, Texas. I cannot think of the name of his counseling center right now, but if you're looking for a man, his name is Dr. Brent Wolfskill. Wolfskill, great, great man. I mean, I know so many incredible counselors, and but again, like Fernie said, they've got crisis lines. They have, you know, a lot of jobs. They have those EAP services for free sessions that you can get free sessions and stuff like that. So, don't hesitate. Don't think that it's lame. I've heard people say, "Oh, counseling is lame," and da da da. It's not.
Yeah.
It's okay. Mm-mm. It's okay to talk to somebody. With that being said, I would love for Fernice to close us out in prayer tonight. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network, and we appreciate you tuning in. If this is your first time here, thank you so much. We're here every
thank
Monday night.
Thank you. Come back.
Thank you. Please come back. Yes. We usually do hot topics. Tonight was a little bit different. We had some things we had to get off our chest. So thank you for the opportunity to have a session tonight with you guys. We appreciate that. But check us out on all of our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Just check us out on all of them. We appreciate the support because we're all over the place. Check out our other shows, the E-Man After Show on Sundays and Brand New Day with Emily Blue on Sundays as well are two super awesome shows to check out. We've got our youth shows that are coming back this summer. That's right. The kids are going to be on point and ready. You. They got a lot of topics to talk about, so they're excited. Check us out next Monday. We'll dive back into hot topics, and if you want to join the conversation, we will make sure we give out the call-in number this time. I forgot to do that. Sorry to everybody if I didn't give that call-in number. Y'all want to chat tonight. I apologize. I will make sure to give it out next week so y'all can chat with us seriously. Fernice, do you mind closing us out in prayer?
Don't mind at all, Queen. You know, before I close out, there's one thing I want to say before we close out. You know, I was listening to you, you know, talk about you was thanking everyone for allowing us to talk tonight. You know, our logo is We Talk, We Listen, We Take Action. And I've always said to other, when I talk to people out in public about our radio station, I always put in there, we care, because we do. And I want all of our listeners to know that we care about you. And again, we do apologize for not giving out that call-in number where you can call in and talk to us and tell us your story, because we want to know about you too. So
yeah, we do.
Forgive us this time, but we want you to come back. We want to hear you. We want to hear about you. We want to hear and know your ideas and how you feel and how you think. You know, even if you just calling in to say, what's up, you know, that's cool with that. We're cool with that. We just want you to know that we do care. We genuinely do care about all of you out there. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how near, how far you are. Love has no boundaries. It doesn't have a limit. I love wholeheartedly. Even when you cross me, I still love you from a distance, but I still love you. Enemies, and if I do, I still love them too, because they have to give and count on what they do and how they feel. But as for me, as for who I am, I love all of you, and I pray that you have a wonderful night. And before we go, if you all would just take a minute and pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on this blessed day, thanking you for allowing all of us to be here in this one spot, very moment, at this very second, listening to one another, thanking you, giving you the glory. We pray, Lord, that you protect all of us through our week. We pray that you lead us and guide us in the way you would have us to go. Lord,
be having problems on their job. They may be having problems in their home. Lord, we asking you to just step in front of them. Step in front of all of us. Take us by the hand, Lord, so that we may follow you down that right path, so that we may understand what it is that you have for us to do. Lord, because our work is not done yet. We're still here. So we still have work to do. For those, Lord, who feels like they're so alone, touch them, Jesus. Let them know that you're right there. Let them know that we love them and that we're here for them. Let them know that they are not alone, that we are all in this together, that we are all here for one another. Please know you're not alone. You're never alone. God, we ask for your grace and mercy, your traveling grace, your protection over us as we sleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Again, I got to thank everybody who was tuned in tonight, for real. Like, seriously, I appreciate you guys, especially everybody who was on the phone line listening and I didn't get to you guys. Nobody pushed the number one, but I didn't offer. So, again, I know y'all were listening. Y'all probably wanted to say something. I apologize that I didn't offer, but I will next week, I promise. We're going to have some incredible hot topics. I think Métis is going to be joining us next week, so it's going to get spicy. We're going to have fun. And, yep. Big Joe, of course, Big Joe reached out to me. He had a hot topic, but I told him he was about to bring that on our Wednesday night after the Lights Go Out radio show. That's not a Monday night topic. You know, Big Joe gets a little risque in his topic. So if y'all haven't checked out the After the Lights Go Out on radio show on Wednesday night, two rules, one rule, only one rule, put your kids in the bed, okay? It is for adults only. We have fun, and we have adult conversation, all that good stuff. So that show is also coming back this summer. So be ready. Be there or be square, as they used to say when I was in elementary.
Get it ready, 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 get it ready, yeah.
Okay. Thank y'all so much for being here, being a part of the show. Again, check us out on all social media platforms. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you for tuning in. We will see you guys next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tell somebody about us. Let them know the Key of the Unplugged show is Litty Itty on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye.
That he loves me. Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired. You just take it right. Knowing I forgive you. You ain't here for dinner. Like I'm a beginner. I loved you for your inner.
caught up just in his life. Don't wanna try again, thinking what's the difference. Why am I not interested? Cause when you've been broken, you feel like no one can fix it. Yeah.
Have you
with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.